Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House is confirming President Trump's transition team knew before his inauguration that Michael Flynn, Mr. Trump's choice to be National Security Advisor, had been involved in activities that might require him to register as an agent of a foreign government, in this case, Turkey. Trump's spokesperson, Sean Spicer.
It is not up to, nor is it appropriate, nor is it legal for the government to start going into private citizens seeking advice and telling them what they have to register or not. That would be the equivalent of walking through someone's tax return and saying that's not a deduction that you should take.
Spicer said President Trump insists on the highest ethical standards, in his words, for everyone who works in this administration, and that is why Flynn had to resign. United Nations officials and international aid workers fear the Turkish government is gearing up to shutter more Western non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, working with Syrian refugees following the expulsion Tuesday of Mercy Corps, one of the world's largest humanitarian nonprofits. UN officials say they suspect all Western NGOs are likely to be instructed shortly to re-register their presence in the country, and it's unclear whether they will then be allowed in the meantime to continue working with more than 2 million Syrian refugees. Faced with a shrinking pool of visas, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul has started turning away Afghan military translators and other Afghan nationals seeking to immigrate to the U.S. through a decade-old special visa program. As of March 5th, only 1,437 special immigrant visas were available for Afghans who were part of a 15,000 application process. This is VOA News. South Korean police today braced for more violence between opponents and supporters of ousted President Park Geun-hye, who was stripped of her powers by the Constitutional Court over a corruption scandal. Park, who came to power in 2012 over a wave of lingering conservative nostalgia of her late dictator father, had her presidency crumble as millions of furious protesters filled the nation's streets. Park's ouster allows possible criminal proceedings, with prosecutors already naming her as a criminal suspect. United Nations is reporting that aid workers have provided desperately needed food and other humanitarian aid to more than 330,000 South Sudanese facing famine in key areas of Unity State. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN aid agencies have been scaling up relief operations in famine-stricken Unity State since February 20th, when the UN declared a localized famine in this region of South Sudan. The United Nations reports some of the 100,000 people facing starvation are dying, while another 1 million are on the brink of famine across war-torn South Sudan. Because of security concerns, the World Food Program has been airdropping food, emergency livelihood assistance, nutrition supplements, health and sanitation kits. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia tells VOA airdrops are the only option when truck convoys are unable to go by road to deliver aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The top U.S. Marine general says those responsible for posting nude photos of female service members online without their permission had an effect on the entire Marine Corps and will be held accountable. Marine Corps Commandant General Bob Neller told reporters he is asking any unidentified victims of the scandal to come forward.
I'm going to ask them to trust us, and I understand why that might be a bit of a reach for them right now. But I can't fix this. I mean, the only way that there's going to be accountability in this is if somebody comes forward and tells us what happened to them.
General Neller says the allegations undermine everything that the Marine Corps stands for. Separately, officials said Defense Secretary Jim Mattis would discuss the allegations when he meets military and civilian officials in the coming days. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says he hopes to launch formal talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, that is with Mexico and Canada, in a little more than 3 months. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. Find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.